I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, if you want to listen to the full Burt Show every day uninterrupted, we got no ads on that thing, all you have to do is become a bonus BS subscriber. That's bonus Burt Show. Find out more at theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
The Burt Show.
Desperate times cause for desperate measures is the old cliche. And I think that's exactly what we had going on here a couple of days ago. Cassie's got this really awful, bad streak of luck going on. It's 3 years in the running. I mean, people have bad luck for a couple of weeks, couple of months, but 3 years, something needed to be done.
Yeah, it's just one hit after the other. But, you know, they're not world-ending hits, but they're just enough where you're at one point, you're like, can I please get a break? I'm so tired.
No, don't use the word break, because Lord knows what else might
right.
break.
I know, ooh. Right? Oh, my God, I already broke my ankles. So Kristen went to a very special bookstore, I guess, shop, Phoenix and Dragon.
Mm-hmm, it's like a mystic shop bookstore. It has all kinds of crystals and sage and things of that nature.
Yeah, this has kind of been well documented if you've been following along, but just really quickly, it's sort of all led up to five trees falling on Cassie's home the other night, which is kind of the apex where we're at. But it's also a series of like injuries to her husband, to her. The kids have been sick. So it's been a whole bunch of things consistently. Her mom wasn't feeling so great. So we're talking about 3 years now.
Yeah, my dog died. My grandma died. My mom got diagnosed with cancer and then it came back. So it's just, and it had spread. It's just been like this snowball of bad luck to the point where I guess I feel like the crab in the boiling pot of water, you know, whatever the analogy is, where it slowly gets hotter and hotter and they don't notice it. But if you dropped it in the boiling water, you'd be like, oh my God, it's so hot. That's what I feel like.
Is this stuff so intense for you? I remember my 2016 was like, well, the last 3 years you've had just a series of things. And I remember the show hiring somebody to put together a country music song based on the tragedies of my life. Would you be open for us doing that with
yes.
the last 3 years
yeah.
of yours? Okay, let's
yes,
do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I think that would be fun. So Kristen smudged me to get rid of the bad energy and the bad juju, gave me some crystals. I have some ashes and a beautiful, an abalone shell. Is mm-hmm. that what it is? On a little altar in the house and just all this stuff. So the first thing, so I get home that day and I find out that the insurance company is only going to cover 43% of the new roof and we need an entire new roof. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'm going to say Kristen's smudging worked, because if I hadn't been smudged, we would have had to cover the entire cost.
There you go. Way
so
to go.
About half, and it's just the shingles, so they're going to cover the rest of everything else. All right, that's
well
fine.
Well done, White Witch.
Yes, and then we get a call from the insurance company and they're like, listen, you can't have the adjuster that came out. And that's the person who comes out to assess the damage and like tell you how much it is. They're like, your claim is too complex. And because there might be structural damage, we have to give you a specialist.
Is that their way of saying like, we're going to try to make it less than 43% by sending somebody else out there that has a better eye for this kind of thing?
No, genuinely, I think it's like what's going on with our house is above and beyond the scope of what the like I don't want to call them bottom tier, but the entry level or the entry adjuster, right? Like, that's a very simple, like, oh, wind blew some shingles off your house. That's that guy. The person we have now is the one who's like, oh, a tree went through your house and hit a structural, like, support beam. Got it. So I'm like, okay, you know, I could say, like, this is awful, but I'm going to look at it as this has been handled properly and they are really taking it seriously. So I'm like struggling. I'm like, the smudging worked. I know it did. I need it to have worked. And then they say, my husband is talking to the new adjuster, the complex claims one. And she goes, okay, cool. Did you have any insulation fall on your couch? And he's like, yeah. She goes, cool. We'll get you a new couch.
Okay.
And I was like, our couch needs replacing. Again, another thing. But then she's like, because when you clean it, you can't fully get the fiberglass off. And if you have kids, you don't want your kids around that, so we'll replace the couch. So later, a team comes out to look at the couch and take photos. And they're like, we'll get that cleaned. And my husband's like, no, the adjuster said we needed it replaced because we have kids. And they're like, okay, we'll have it replaced. So I'm like, okay, maybe things are looking up. Sure, we're going to get a new couch. But we wouldn't have known any of this if it weren't for the adjuster.
And yeah.
Yes.
No offense, but who's ever heard of an insurance person like being like, we'll get you a new couch? Like, yeah. They could have just let that slide right under the table, right? Spending more money. Mm-hmm. So I am choosing to look at it, despite the fact that my driveway is now in rubble for all the excavators. I could literally pick up chunks of my driveway and move it because the machines that took out the trees crushed it so badly. We need a new front deck. But they came out and found even more damage on the car and the front deck. So they're going to help replace that. So I am saying the smudging worked.
Okay.
The plot thickens. Things right. are getting more complex. But I am choosing to look at it as because Kristen smudged me, it has cleared the way to have this taken care of properly.
So the smudging and the citrine crystal is all about, it has monetary value and it's about prosperity.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's getting you more money out of the insurance company.
Maybe. I think this is a minor win here. This could be a slump buster, you know, in a baseball term when things aren't going well and you're striking out all the time. You're just looking for a little positivity. So this could be your single right here that leads to home runs.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm a big believer too in how you approach a situation mentally will dictate like how it goes. So I could be like, oh my God, we need a new couch. Oh my God, it's going to be so much work to get this deck fixed. We just had everything renovated. Mm-hmm. But instead I'm like, how great is it that we have a person now who's walking us through the process who really feels like they have our back as much as an insurance agent can have your back.
We need a sound that just signifies the effects or factor. Yeah. Something really positive that normally you'd be stressed about that you're taking kind of like, you know what? It is what it is. Because that's the effects or.
Yeah, we need like angelic of voices singing delusional.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You guys, I am really excited about this Anne Hathaway movie that comes out next week. Ooh, it looks spicy. It's coming out on Amazon Prime. It's an adaptation off of a book that I don't know if it was on Wattpad, but the whole premise is very Wattpad. It's a woman.
And for those that don't know what Wattpad is,
it's fan fiction.
Got it.
So it's the whole premise is this woman who has a daughter, I think in her teens or her college years, takes her to Coachella. And then like this Harry Styles-esque character ends up falling in love with her after like meeting her backstage or whatever. Must be nice. So Anne Hathaway is playing like this like sexy, like older woman. And I'm really excited to see it. And when she talked about the chemistry test, she said that it's so different than how they used to do it back in the day. She said that at one point she had done a movie where for the screen test and stuff, you had to just make out with like 10 different guys. They would have her in the back in the casting room and they'd be like, aren't you excited? You get to make out with like 10 guys today. And she said, am I weird for not thinking that this is hot and sexy?
Yeah, this is the wrong angle. I wish that there was a camera on the guys whose agent called them and said, you got an audition today, and all you got to do is make out with Anne Hathaway. That's the video I want to see.
That's where the excitement was.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess that makes sense because when you see two people kissing on screen, you want to believe it.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably why there's so many on-screen romances because there has to be at least, there has to be some chemistry for it to translate on the screen.
Haven't there been married couples on the screen that had to bring in one of these coaches because the chemistry wasn't good enough on the set?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was Tom Cruise and who was he married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman had to have one. And there was one recently also. It was a married couple and they're like, nah, that's not hot enough. Probably because they've been married 8 or 10 years.
I'm like, what does that say about your relationship?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you just don't have the same passion. So they brought somebody in to like remind them what it used to be like.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also a way to kiss on screen versus in real life that maybe it wouldn't be as enjoyable like just in the moment of something, but it looks really hot and sexy. And I think sometimes people need coaching to be like, okay, I know this feels like normal life, but you got to make it look like it's really hot, so exaggerate it in this way. But I actually really liked her response to this, because I think a lot of actresses would kind of be like, oh, so gross back in the day, whereas she was like, we know better now. We don't do that now. We actually do things very different for chemistry tests, and we've learned from that. So for this very spicy movie that's going to come out, instead of having 10 guys come in the back and make out with her, they did this interesting little role play where they had her quote unquote character like sit in a chair, and they would have all of the guys come out, and not in like a weird lap dance kind of way, but they would each pick a song that they thought that character would just randomly get up and dance to. So the guy that ended up winning, got the part, picked a song by Alabama Shakes, and she said that's how they knew that the chemistry was going to be fire, because she felt like that character really responded to him in that song that he picked. So
I love that new take on it, because I think especially for women, there needs to be more of an emotional connection before there's a physical connection. So like if you really know this character and you can play to her emotionally, I think that's going to translate to the physical.
Who got the part and how old is this dude?
His name's Nicholas Galitzine. I don't really know how to pronounce it. He's been in a lot of really good stuff recently, and I think he's like 29-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, like late 20s.
At least that's the kind of audition where if you're one of the guys, there really is no losing. Like, nah, even if you don't get the part, it wasn't a bad day.
Yeah. It was a nice run.
Yeah.
And if I'm this guy, I'm just messing up that scene over and over and over again. So
that wasn't my best.
I didn't get it right.
Let me put it on shuffle. I'm interested to hear how the women who have been pregnant before feel about this. Because I think it's not until people who have been through an experience speak up about what it's like that we know how to treat people better. But maybe this is her being a little high maintenance. So Hillary Duff says that she's asking her fans, her followers, and her friends and family to stop asking this one question about her pregnancy. She's like, I'm trying to be really kind about this, but she really wants people to stop asking when the baby's coming. She said, I know everyone's checking in with love and humor. Trust me, nobody wants it more than me, but babies come when they are ready, and I'm trying my best to be patient. The days are long and uncomfortable. Promise I will let you know.
She's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Especially that third trimester, like that last trimester, and you're trying to get to that goal, which is that baby in your arms. And if you're a stranger or a fan or family member and you think it's been a long time, how do you think the mother feels? And you're just reiterating that she's still in pain. Because that third trimester, especially towards the end, is it can be very painful.
And you want to be positive about
yes.
it. So you have to put this fake face on. So rather than that, just don't ask at all.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, enough time has passed. It's been 4 days since Taylor Swift's new album. I'm going to share my power rankings coming up on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I just wish we would lose the cliche, I don't see color. I think you should see color. I think you should embrace color. And I think you should embrace difference and be curious about it. Anytime that a piece of content is in front of you, be it a radio show, be it a podcast, be it YouTube video, be a movie, TV show, that is designed for a specific demographic. Now, you might not fall traditionally into the demographic that they programmed it for. In fact, for a long time here, our black listeners used to call themselves BLs on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
So to prove this point here, there are some celebrities in Katie and Moe's culture that the rest of us are like, who? Whereas in your circle, those are like household names.
Everybody would know them.
And it goes the same for Caucasian homes and Caucasian content also. So we have brought in Abby, Kristen and myself have brought in celebrities that names that pretty much 90% of white people would know. The Whites, as you guys refer to.
Spelled how again? Y-T.
Yeah, Y-T.
Keep it simple for the Whites. And Katie and Mo have brought in black celebrities that 95% of black households would know, and we may or may not know them. Okay, so who wants to start today?
I'll start it off.
All right.
J.B. Smoove.
J.B. Smoove is a singer.
No, he's not. He's a comedian, and he's hilarious.
All right. Hey. All right.
Kristen. He sings in the shower. All right, Kristen, what do you got?
All right. Yesterday, you had, or the other day, you had Jeremy Allen White. Today, you have Jack White.
Kristen's going with all the whites.
I see that.
Yeah, there's a theme here.
I know Jack Black.
I know.
Of course you do.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you know Jack Black.
That's not going to help me.
But do you know Jack White?
Jack White
uh-huh.
is a actor.
No.
All right.
He is a famous writer.
Yeah.
Of songs.
And what has he written?
Over the White Hills.
Over the White
Hills. White Hills. That was his name. Is it old to his family?
Nope.
His actual last name is White.
Okay.
He also has a sister, Megan Martha White, and together they form the
Whites.
She's not wrong.
She is not wrong. They form the White.
Okay.
I know the name of it.
It helped though.
They're a group, music group called the White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
White. Okay. I was
rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. I was rooting for you.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go in on this, Abby?
All right.
Okay.
Wait. Is it? Oh yeah. Yeah. Wait. No. It's not my. We have to.
Oh, we just did it. Yeah.
Katie.
All right. Cree Summer.
Cree Summer?
Cree Summer. Who is Cree Summer?
Cree Summer.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Who is Cree Summer?
Cree
Summer starred in the Broadway musical Over the Multicolored Rainbow.
Over the Multicolored
Rainbow. Doing, Katie?
No, that is not it.
Can I be their ivory ringer?
No, you tell me no.
Nope.
Can I know too much.
No. Can I please phone a White?
Vanna White.
Right.
All right. Cree, is this an actor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of the small screen for TV?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also in movies.
Mm-hmm.
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 Name one thing that they have been in.
Yeah.
I said they because I couldn't remember if you said he or she.
She's no more for TV, though.
Yeah, she is.
One
no more
show
for TV.
In particular.
For sure.
One mm-hmm. show from the, like, 80s going into early 90s in particular.
Oh, eight, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In Living Color?
No. It's a little bit older than that.
What oh, is it?
Yes.
I have no idea, y'all.
About some college students, maybe?
Oh, is it A Different World?
Yes.
Hey. Kristen nailed that.
Yes.
But who was she on A Different World?
Oh, okay.
I know she was in Whitley.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Kristen's off white today.
Yeah.
She was Freddie on A Different World.
Gotcha.
Kristen but she's really also carries y'all, man. God, your shoulders must hurt.
She's also known as an amazing voice actress. She was Susie Carmichael on Rugrats, number 5 yeah. on Kids Next Door. She does a lot of voice acting
That's
as well.
That's where I know her from.
All right.
Yeah, Abby.
Okay, who is Paul Wesley?
Here we go. Paul. Is he like Riley Green? He's a singer.
No. He's more mainstream.
Paul Wesley.
Paul.
He's a singer. I know that. He's some kind of singer for sure.
Is he?
I don't.
Is he?
I was going that he was a singer.
He's not a singer.
He's an actor.
This white over here doesn't know who this is either.
I don't know who it is.
Anybody else know?
This white knows.
This white knows.
Okay.
It's on you, Katie.
All right. So,
no hints.
Why not?
We gave Kristen 34 hints.
She's ruining the bit.
Listen, the only way we're going to progress as a country is if we collaborate. Bridging the divide.
Stop dividing us.
But just to give you guys... Look, Abby and Cassie were doing something, and I can't tell if they were being beavers or vampires.
You think we were watching the Beaver Diaries on the CW?
I don't know what you do in your free time, but,
That's a very different show.
Did he play the guy who was opposite to Ian Somerhalder?
Yes.
Okay.
Starting to blend.
We're getting somewhere.
Yes.
We're making progress.
Yes. I don't know about that, man.
Somewhat.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
We are willing to do business with you right now. Here's the business. It's a win-win all the way around. You will get $100 if you call right now, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Hold on, though. You have to give us a secret, something you've told a couple of people, something you're not really proud of, something that'll shock us.
Something you haven't told anybody.
Anybody, maybe.
We can change your name. We can put you on the voice disguiser. You can get it off your chest. You can feel that freedom. And then we will all... vote whether or not your secret is worth $100.
All right, so call now. Let's line you guys up. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. We will call you Julie, and you are on the voice disguiser. All right, Julie, blow us away with your secret.
I'm engaged right now. 3 months ago, I was promoted to a different position. I'm making way extra money than what my fiance thinks that I'm making. So I have money deducted from my paycheck to a secret bank account, which my fiance has no idea of.
First of all, I don't hate this. I mean, I don't like to endorse secret anything in a relationship, but I don't actually hate this security net.
So, Julie, I'm curious, when you got this promotion at work and you knew that you were going to have this increase in income, what made you decide, I shouldn't tell my fiance about this, instead I should open up a secret account?
Well, he's not too good with money. As soon as he gets, extra money, he likes to flash his money.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to flash money and all that. He's more of a show-off. He's the type of person I like to show off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't trust him with money. If I show him this money, he's going to want to just buy stuff.
So you just started stashing this away, right? So how much do you have saved up that he doesn't know about yet?
Right now, about $10,199.10.
About to be $10,299 in a minute. You got it.
Yeah, we'll give you that $100, okay? Don't tell him about it.
Okay? It's gonna be a secret.
Or maybe you use this as a camouflage. Hey, just want to let you know I was on the Burt Show. I won $100, but I want to be totally honest with you. So I'll split the money with you. All right. Hold on 1 second here, Julie. Okay, you got $100. That's a good starter right there.
She knew the specific number.
I am very torn on my opinions on, like, these secret accounts, and I think it's based in sexism. I don't hate when a woman stashes some money away. If the relationship deteriorates, she's making her own money. She's got a nice little safety net here. But somehow, some way, if a dude does it, it really rubs me the wrong way.
I don't like it either way.
Yeah, that's safe. Good morning, Katya. You're on the Burt Show. Hi, what's your secret?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, my secret is one night, me and my best friend, we had a little bit too much to drink, and we stopped at Quick Trip. Got a bunch of sugar packets and went to my ex's house and put the sugar packets in his car. Yeah,
oh, damn. So he must have done something so bad that was eating at your heart and your soul that you would go to that kind of extreme. So what did he do?
He was my high school sweetheart, and it was a lot of like, oh, we're together, we're not together. And then I find out he was with another girl, and... Yeah, I just got fed up, and the alcohol got the best of us, I guess, and that car never drove again.
Were you, oh, my gosh. Now, were you still in high school at the time, or was this years later and it was still pissing you off?
I was probably about 22.
All right.
Okay.
It pissed you off so bad in high school that 4 years later, you're like, I'm putting sugar in the gas tank.
Yeah, because we were on and off for all those years.
Okay.
So it was a lot build up. And then I remember he would tell me, like, man, my car's messed up. It's at the shop. They can't figure out what's wrong with it. Okay. And I'll just sit there like, oh, dang, that sucks.
Man, that is really too bad. I had $100 worthy?
I think so, yes.
I'd say.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's unanimous. Okay. You think going back to high school was bad? She's got a lie from elementary school. From middle school, I should say. Good morning, Mary. You are on the Burt Show. Your secret from middle school.
Okay. So, hi, guys. Have a good morning.
Good morning.
So it was my first relationship, and I was about 13, 14 at the time that I think about it. And you know how you always end up in the first relationship. It's always rough, and you don't know how to deal with it. It's all those new emotions. So, but he kind of started getting pushy about other playing the piano in certain ways. Yeah. So I told him that I broke up with him because I was a lesbian because I didn't know how to tell him how to set my boundaries with him.
Okay. This is middle school.
Wow.
I think we'd be frowning on it if you were an adult at the time.
That's fair.
But it's middle school.
I set the record straight now kind of with the whole everyone in high, because he left like a year after all of this happened. I kind of set this record straight with everybody afterwards.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't explain it, and they were like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes a little sense, but that was definitely very embarrassing.
If we wouldn't mind, could we have our resident lesbian come up to the mic really quick? I just have a quick question, because not that I want you to speak for all lesbians, but you're going to speak for all lesbians. If a woman is in a relationship with a man who's like pressuring her like this, do you give her permission to say that she's a lesbian, or would you rather her just be honest?
Can she borrow some gayness?
Yes.
How much is going for nowadays?
You can't do that.
You can't do that. Okay, but she was in middle school.
She was in middle school.
And she didn't know the rules.
Yes. Okay, so I think it's Katie's decision as to whether or not she gets the $100.
Oh.
Hey, I don't like...
Because it was middle school... That's a funny lie.
Okay. All right.
And she also gets credit for using the cliche, I set the record straight. Yes, you got $100. Okay. All right. This one I think is going to be the best right here. We may be going over 100 on this one. Rose, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. We got $100 for your secret, if it's good enough.
It's going to be great. It's going to blow it away. I have had an affair with a man for over 7 years. He met my sister at the end of last year, and now they're engaged.
Wait. Are you married?
I am.
So you're married, have had an affair, your sister met your side piece, and now she's marrying him?
Yep.
Did she know?
No.
Wow.
That is messy.
That is layered.
So why, can I ask you a question? If you've been having an affair with this man for 7 years, and just like this past year or so, why would he engage in a relationship with your sister?
obviously, the friendship that was built underneath, he didn't value enough to respect the uncomfortableness I felt to speak to her, and I don't know.
So you're not sleeping with him anymore, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I quit contact with him when he decided to talk to her.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
And so I had to find out about the engagement through mutual acquaintances.
Okay. So are you not tight with your sister?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's got to be worth $100. All right, hold on one second. This segment is always like the mafia. I want to get out, but you guys always drag us back in. Because there are too many good calls here to stop now. This one's going to cost us a lot of money today. Sorry, Amy. Not my fault. Listeners are too good today. Hey, Dan, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. You are on The Voice Disguiser, even though your real name's not Dan. What's up?
Hey, yes, yes, absolutely. First of all, whenever I was in middle school, I kept a very, very big lie to my parents and to my friends and everything. There was a bridge that basically a lot of golf carts went over and a lot of people walk over. And me and my friend, we were at the No Good one day, and we set the whole entire thing on fire. And we never followed through with it. The cops showed up. The paramedic showed up, and I just played stupid, and my parents looked at me, and they always gave me that side eye, but I finally came through with it.
So at the end of the day, you burned exactly what?
It was like a little walking path where golf carts go, and it just basically just folded in the whole place, and, you know, a lot of golf carts go there, bicycles go there, mm-hmm. and we were very young, and not the smartest thing, and I finally came through like 15 years later and told my parents, and they said, I always knew it was you, and then that's the end of the day.
I just want to correct one thing here. When you said it wasn't the smartest thing ever, that is an understatement.
Yeah, arson? Yeah. Arson's never good.
Yeah.
And burn a brick in real life.
Never a good idea.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, just kids, don't choose arson.
Just don't.
Did you save that?
Yeah.
$100 for the arson.
Of course. All right, last one I think here. Annie, good morning. You're on The Burt Show and you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. So, when I was engaged 20 years ago to my now husband, I was an exotic dancer, which he was aware of, but he doesn't know to the extent of how our wedding got paid for. I had a regular who was a high executive to a company that I cannot name, and he paid for our wedding completely.
So, how much are we talking about here?
Wow.
Like 20 grand plus.
Ooh, that's so a nice wedding.
I'm assuming this just wasn't dancing.
It was for the most part.
For the most? 90% of it.
Let me tell you what he paid for. For the most part. The dancing was nice, but he gave you 20 grand for the most part. Right, you got $100, Annie. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I don't know that I have ever, not once, heard a wedding tradition called creepy. And not only that, let's double down. Creepy AF, says Abby.
Creepy AF. I am terrified that this is becoming the norm, because the first time I heard about this happening, I thought, oh, it's a little weird, but that's probably just that one family that does this. It's probably just a weird part of their traditions. But then I heard about it happening a second time, and I was like, God, I hope I don't have to go through this whenever I maybe one day, hopefully, one day get married.
Yeah, so, I can almost see your hopes and dreams slowly floating away in that one sentence.
I know. Just as I'm a year older, the dreams are going out the window. My youth is fleeting. My options are dwindling. Yeah. My hope is flying out the window.
If by the age of 30 you aren't hitched, would you like The Burt Show to throw you a wedding to marry yourself?
No. So pathetic. No.
That is the rockiest of rock bottom.
Right.
Throw me a funeral before you throw me.
That's what it is.
everyone show up, wear black. Your little, what is it, Burj
cape?
Yeah, bales. Absolutely not.
Why don't we make this deal? Why don't we just buy you, every year, buy you another cat?
So that, isn't there like laws against how many cats you can have? We're going to have to space it out over like 5 years. Like every 5 years, you can get me a cat.
Check with your condos association.
Yeah. I'll hit them up. Anyway, I think some mother-in-laws are starting to step over the line when it comes to the wedding. And I don't mean in like they're being controlling or manipulative or they're trying to make it about them and make it about their day. It almost feels like this is the product of a mother-in-law and a bride being just a little bit too close, mixed with some weird family traditions that I guess are creeping their way into the norm. Okay. So my friends are kind of divided on this because some people think if it's tradition, it's totally fine. To me, I think if you take the tradition out of it, it becomes very creepy. So a year ago, I was talking to one of my friends and we know someone who's getting married and this person's a little bit closer to them. So I was talking about their wedding and I was like, oh, how I know, you know, you're going on the bachelorette party. I know you're going to the wedding. Like, how are things going? How is she feeling? Is she excited? And we got on the topic of her future mother-in-law because I guess she is dead set on getting this gift that nobody else thinks is bizarre except for us two. So she and the mother-in-law are super close, get along super well, kind of like besties, if you will. Like they hang out all the time. And for the wedding, the mother-in-law is excited to continue this tradition in their family of getting the bride lingerie to wear on her wedding night.
What?
But it's a tradition. Her mother-in-law got her lingerie to wear on her wedding night.
So she's hooking up her son, basically.
So she's hooking up her son with some lingerie. Now, to be fair, I saw the set. It wasn't like particularly spicy or sexual. It was like a very beautiful night set. But it struck me a little bit as a little weird that you're buying something
that your son's going to take
that
off.
That your son's going to take new off. Wife.
Let's just call it what it is.
That's a fact.
Let's just call it what it is. But it's a tradition. So a lot of them were like, just, you know, it's beautiful. Let them have, they're clothes. It's not that weird. And she doesn't technically have to wear it on the wedding night. But I'm like, if she specifically said for the wedding night, it strikes me as a little weird.
I would like to counter this.
Okay.
I would just like to say that for all the mother-in-laws out there that don't support their sons, this is the shining example on how you can do that.
It wouldn't feel weird to you if you know that's where she got it from?
Of course it
would. Okay. It would take me right out the movie.
Yeah, of course it would. It wouldn't stop me, but it would definitely
I'll be past it.
Yeah, like, be a little I weird. Sure will.
I have so many questions. Like, is the son in the know on like this family tradition, or is this something the bride's supposed to tell the son on the night of their wedding, like, your mother bought this for me before we consummate
the marriage. Now come take it off.
I mean, there are different kinds, like you said, there are different kinds of lingerie. Is this, like you said, beautiful and it's flowing and almost robe-like, or is it Frederick's of Hollywood where things are going up your butt?
I think it was... I don't think it was like a teddy or something that you would like get at Adam and Eve. I think that it was something she had like custom made. There was a nice little robe attached. So that's the beautiful one that I'll give some credit to. Like, okay, it's a tradition. She got her a nice nightgown set. It's special, whatever.
I'm thinking like Hollywood starlet, you know, with the flowing robe when she comes down the staircase. Okay. But the other stuff, that's creepy.
But here's what I heard the other day. So my mom gets a call from her friend whose daughter is getting married, and her mother-in-law is throwing her a lingerie shower. So now, to me, this is now crossing the line. Family tradition is one thing. If you are throwing your daughter-in-law a full-on party specifically to get nighttime attire for your son, I need the police to come in at some point. This is becoming enmeshment at this point.
I'm going to make it not so bad for you.
Dear God. Okay, continue.
Okay. What if it was lingerie and they also brought in Adam and Eve?
You know what? I think this is the kind of stuff you would get from Adam and Eve, which is a little bit more spicy, a little bit more sexy. It's not necessarily you're going to get something from your local, you know, couture tailor.
You know, whatever floats your boat, I guess. I don't have that kind of relationship with my mother-in-law. Very sweet woman. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine my 80-plus-year-old mother-in-law throwing me a lingerie party.
It's a very special family.
It's
a special family.
I mean, because we did this fun game. If you have a bachelorette party, have all the girls buy you like panties or lingerie or something, and then they they don't put their name on it, and you open it up and you have to guess which one of your friends got you that set, because it kind of speaks to their personality, right?
That's a little different.
Yeah, it was super fun. But I the stuff I opened up, there were so many backless panties and crotchless panties and weird stuff that I just wouldn't want my mother-in-law to be privy to.
Part of it.
And anyway, fair. Yeah. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one weirded out, because I thought I was going crazy.
No, I think you're spot on this one.
Yeah. Don't throw me a lingerie shower. Please don't.
Mo, let's say it's your mom we're talking about.
No.
And she I can't even finish the sentence.
To throw your lady a lingerie
no,
party.
No.
The Bert Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bert Show. If you liked what you heard, then go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. If you didn't like it, well, that means you need to listen better. And give us a 5-star rating anyway.
All right, Jess needs our help here. She is in a very insecure position because she thinks that her girlfriend might be cheating on her with men and wants us to do a Tinder takedown. Kristen, what is a Tinder takedown?
So it's now under our umbrella of To Catch a Cheater. So many people using dating apps. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, but you think they may be doing something on the side, we get somebody to go on to Tinder, to Bumble, to Hinge, and try to entrap them. This time we're using Tinder, so it's a Tinder takedown.
Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning.
Good.
After that last segment, I'm pretty happy I'm a lesbian. There won't be any lesbian lingerie.
Yeah, we got a theme going on here.
A lesbian thing.
So go ahead and tell us what's going on with you and your girlfriend in this insecure place you feel like you're in right now.
Yeah, so we are in what, probably most straight people would consider a very quick, committed relationship. So we've been together just a little over a month. We've already defined the relationship, had the talk. It's exclusive. Now, I have been, a lesbian since, I saw She-Ra on TV, I think, as a kid. My partner, Roxanne, though, is bi, and she's never had a relationship with a woman before. She's only been in relationships with men, and that has become a bit of an issue between the two of us in pretty subtle ways. So, for example, if we're having any kind of conflict and I want to talk it out, I'm a Virgo, I'm a woman, I want to kind of get to the root of the problem. She'll make little comments about how, it's just different being in a relationship with a woman. If this was a man, we would just kind of breeze past this moment, kind of get over it quicker. We wouldn't have to kind of dive into, talking about every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've also noticed that it seems like she doesn't want to go out on dates like when we first met. And I don't know if she doesn't want to be seen out with me in public, or she's not really sort of out as bi or out as a relationship, in a relationship with a woman as I think she is because of kind of based on what she's told me. And she also kind of brings up her exes a lot that are men and kind of will compare a bit. And so I'm just worried that this is kind of an experiment for her, or, she's kind of exploring some things, but isn't really in a place where she wants to be in a relationship with a woman or kind of have the lifestyle that, I'm used to having, which is kind of like, of course, out and proud of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a work trip right now, and, leading up to heading out on the trip, there was a couple times where I noticed her on her phone, and I kind of was like, that seems weird. She was like really into it, and I kind of asked hey, what are you doing? And she would just put her phone away really quickly, and it just got me paranoid and thinking I'm going out of town. I know she met a lot of the guys she dated before on dating apps. Is she gonna do something while I'm gone? And I don't want to bring it up to her because I don't want to seem paranoid, and she's already complained about me kind of deep diving on every little problem and having these big talks. And so,
well, welcome to the Burt Show, where paranoia lives.
That's right. We get paid for paranoia. I will say this, that it dawns on me as you're talking that this must be the toughest of relationships, because I feel like if I was in this also, if you're gay, proud you're gay, and you're dating somebody that's bisexual, I can certainly understand how that would make you feel insecure. If they have this in their past and they're still saying, I'm attracted to both, that always kind of makes you feel a little on the insecure side. Am I Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I think you hit the nail right on it. Like, I can't compete with that side of things, and I know I shouldn't be framing it like that. Like, that's not probably the healthiest way to look at it, but it's just natural that it feels like maybe I can't give her everything she wants, and so here mm-hmm. I am, like, just worried.
So, Katie, let me bring you in on this here for a second now, because you are in, I think, your second or third lesbian season. Hey. You're a seasoned veteran now, but you were bisexual before. Uh-huh. Is this the most complicated of relationships here when one, it knows they're gay and the other one is still bisexual?
I would say yes, absolutely. Just from my own experience, when I was trying to ride that bisexual fence, I always knew that there was one side I was going to lean towards more. And that's why I was like, you know what? Really don't want to be in a relationship with men. And that's the side I lean towards. But now it's like, now that I'm dating women, for some reason, I'm a bisexual magnet. And, and my experience with dating women who have been bisexual, I've always had that same insecurity, especially when they mm-hmm. barely even dated women. It's like, okay, like, are you just doing this as an experiment? How is this going to go? Are you always going to compare? Like, I'm always going to compare myself to a man in the background. Like,
sure.
It's a valid insecurity that sure. she has.
All right. So, Jess, we have already tested your girlfriend. So, we have results for you. So,
okay.
Give us a couple of minutes, and Kristen will give you the results because she's at the center of this with her friends. And they went out looking for your girlfriend to see if she was still chatting with guys and women online. We got some results for you, okay?
All right.
Dang it. I kind of wish I'm not about to find out the truth. All right. We will do Tinder takedown next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
We are going to get our listener Jess back on here in a second because we have results from our Tinder takedown. She is feeling a little insecure about her girlfriend right now. Feels like her girlfriend might be flirting with dudes and cheating on her with guys. We've got results for her coming up here in just a couple of seconds. But Katie, I wanted to bring you on and maybe ask Jess this also, because my ears picked up something she said in the beginning of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because two segments ago, we were talking about lingerie when it comes to weddings and stuff like that. And when Jess came on, she's like, well, she made some kind of joke, blabbity, blabbity, blabbity. That's not a women thing. That is not thing that women gay couples do, lingerie.
She's like, I'm glad I'm a lesbian.
I'm glad I'm a lesbian. That's not something we do. So I want to ask you guys about that because that is not the way it's playing out on the internet. So what is the reality?
I don't know what's going on in Jess's world, uh-huh. but majority of the women I've dated came straight out of a Fenty commercial.
Okay.
They love to wear some lingerie, and I love to see it, and sometimes I love to wear it, too.
Yes, queen.
So,
All right.
So maybe what Jess was referring to is not the lingerie, but the mother-in-law gifting lingerie.
Right. Jess, were you suggesting yes. that women couples don't wear lingerie, or you were just referring back to the mother-in-law?
Oh, I was referring to the creepy mother-in-law situation.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I wanted to set the record straight. There's a bunch
almost
of
changed the narrative by accident.
I was going to say, there's a bunch of lies on the internet.
Yeah, no, they're all facts. All right.
So let's get back into this with Jess here. Kristen, do you want to reset this and then give Jess the results?
Yeah, real quick. So Jess hit us up. She is a lesbian, and she is recently dating her first bi girlfriend. And they've been dating for a month, but they are exclusive. They had the chat. And she just has this, inkling that Roxanne is still attracted to men and wanting to see men. So it's just because of the things she said, and then she's been acting weird on the phone. So Jess is actually away on business, and she's like, if Roxanne was going to do this, she would do it now. And Roxanne had met her previous boyfriends on dating apps, so she wanted to know if we could do To Catch a Cheater, and we're going to do Tinder Takedown today. So I, Jess, enlisted a guy friend of mine. And to give you a little backstory, he recently broke his foot, so he's laid up for a bit, and he was very pumped to have some way to kill some time.
Just give him a reason to be on Tinder.
Yes, because he's on the couch, foot propped up, can't do anything. So, Jess, you gave us Roxanne's stats, where she is. He changed his location and immediately got to swiping, okay? He did find Roxanne on Tinder and swiped right. And it was very shortly after that Roxanne did swipe right on him. So that confirms that she is active on the dating apps. At least she is active on Tinder, okay?
Okay, all right.
I knew it, but I didn't want to know it.
I know.
That's strike one right there, mm-hmm. Okay?
It's a big one. Right. He reached out to make contact, and she responded, and I have their correspondence here. Something you guys need to know, in Roxanne's profile, she has pictures, and she also has a picture of herself with her dog, right? And so that was his in. I also need to let you know, my friend's on pain meds because his foot is broken, and that may have influenced the conversation just a little bit.
Hold.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Now you got me.
Buckle in.
All right. So... I love him. He's an idiot. He opened up the conversation with, I love wiener dogs.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Yes. He opened up the conversation with...
One more point for Tim Lesbian.
Yeah. I love wiener dogs. And he even spelled wiener wrong. That's how out of it he was. And she responds, that's a weird opening line. He responds back, sorry, on pain meds because I recently broke my foot. I have a dachshund, too, and I love them. His name is Hank. He's a huge Braves fan. He's a huge Hank Aaron fan. He named his dachshund Hank.
Got it.
Her. Okay, that makes it less weird. Her name is Sylvie. So, Jess, I'm assuming Roxanne has a dachshund by the name of Sylvie?
Yeah.
Him.
Gross.
I know. I'm sorry. Him. Hank and Sylvie sound like a nice couple. Her. Except she only likes girls.
Okay, this is getting cryptic.
Him, smart dog. They can still be friends. Would you like to get Hank and Sylvie together at a dog park soon? I'll be getting a walking boot in the next week or two. Her, hard to deny that opening line. Maybe I'd like to get to know you better.
Ah, damn it.
Him, probably better you get to know me off pain meds. Her, ha, I don't know. This version is pretty entertaining.
So we got a little flirty back and forth going on.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
Him, I bet. Sorry to bail, but I'm starting to feel out of it. I'm going to take a nap and let you meet the other version of me later. Cool? And then she says, cool, tell Hank I said hi.
Ooh.
And then that's how the conversation ended, and he's obviously not going to reach out again.
So your instincts were spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Oh. And she was being all cute.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, you got a couple of infractions right off the bat. I mean, I'm guessing she shouldn't be on Tinder anymore.
No, and I'm hoping she didn't lure you in with her wiener dog.
So you got the results. I'm sorry they are what they are, but at least you have the facts now.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I keep learning this lesson. I should test my instincts.
Yeah.
I need to reach out for help to, you know.
I'm sorry, Roxanne likes wieners.
Yeah.
We're all sorry.
Of all kinds. Of all kinds.
Thank you.
All right, Jess, we will let you go. I hope it works out. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out at all. I actually hope it doesn't work out because she deserves better.
Can you get her back on? At least he tried something. It was horrible, man.
I hope it works out.
Okay. That was as bad as the wiener dog opening.
The Bird Show.
Hey, you guys are making us work hard, so you at least should listen to the bonus content this week for sure. Now, you got to pay a little bit for it, but it's extra stuff that you're not going to hear right here on The Big Show. Women, I don't know that I can endorse this week's, as I said before, because Kristen either has a very exciting or a very depressing list that we covered on the bonus content.
Yeah, we can get 11 different types of O's.
11!
11. And men? Y'all can get 7.
We just want one.
That's it. One is fine.
Right? Which is the same as women. They just want one. But you have the opportunities for 11. How is that possible? You got to listen to the bonus content. TheBirdShow.com/bonusBS. So, I'm afraid to ask how your anniversary went yesterday, because based on what we heard on the show yesterday, it was starting off a little on the rocky side.
No, I mean, our anniversary this year is the same as it's been every single year.
Rocky?
No. We don't do anything. So it's so funny. I don't know why. We don't exchange gifts. We never have.
It's just always been like that.
Yeah. I mean, and like, we got a 3-year-old. It's a Monday night. Now, to be fair, this past weekend, we had a date night. My husband loves soccer, and he loves the Atlanta United soccer team. So he and I had a date night this past Friday and got to go out. And so that was like our anniversary date night.
Can I ask you a question, a broad question, as a guy that's sort of fascinated by this and has also sort of tweaked my attitude when it comes to relationships? And long-term relationships.
Yes.
And you know me, man. I'm a dopamine fiend. There has been no talk between the two of you guys like, hey, I know a lot of couples can fall into a routine and they don't celebrate each other. So I think it's important for us to celebrate each other. You guys never had that. It's just not for you.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I think after a while... So we celebrate each other for Mother's Day. We celebrate each other for Father's Day. We celebrate each other on each other's birthdays. So I guess when it comes to the anniversary, we celebrate, like, we do something for Valentine's Day. So by the time it gets to the anniversary, it's like...
You're just tired.
Let's save money. And our thing, and this is how we've always been, it's not about getting gifts. It's about experiences. So for as long as I can remember, my husband and I, we've never really exchanged Christmas gifts. We always went on a trip at Christmas. We always went somewhere tropical. We've had a kid, so we've had to alter our Christmas schedule for spending time with family. We'll start doing that again.
Well, but based on the bonus content, there are 11 experiences that you might be able to have on that day.
you can consider those trips.
They're not going to cost you anything.
And so this year, looking at the schedule, we had a big family vacation over spring break, taking Jimmy to Disney. We have something planned for our Memorial Week. We have something planned for 4th of July. So we're putting our money in our trips and our experiences rather than going out and just getting each other a gift.
And look, you
That's
guys,
our preference.
Yeah, you've been married for 8 years, but you've been together for how long?
Married for 7, together for 18.
I mean, so I think you got it down.
Yeah, right? it worked. I don't feel like I'm missing. Now, I do think like the date nights and like intimacy is important in a relationship, and I've certainly shifted that gear. So we are now like really diligently making time for date nights, and we have a rule in our house. We give each other a kiss now every time I leave the house to go to work, and we give each other a kiss before we go to bed at night. So
no, I was just curious.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we did couples court because I came back from we came back from our spring break vacation, and I am one of those people, and y'all hit me up, I am not alone, that hates to pack, hates to unpack. We have two of those in studio with me, and that is Cassie and Abby, because you guys still currently have suitcases filled that have not been unpacked, correct?
Yeah, I'll just pull clothes out of them and use them as I need.
Yeah.
And this is how long now? It's a little unfair for you because you're an Airbnb, and this is just...
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the Airbnb. It was in the front hallway of my house before it got smashed. I took a trip to L.A. for a conference few weeks ago, and it's still there. So maybe a month.
Yeah. My cousin's wedding was March 9th.
And you're still pulling stuff out of there?
My cat loves sitting on that suitcase. I feel bad moving it. When I leave, she sits on it as I walk out. It's cute.
My suitcase was sitting there unattended. And I had a slew of excuses, but I finally got to the suitcase. I unloaded it, unloaded my toiletries, cleaned up the bathroom, cleaned out the suitcase, put all the suitcases away, and I came downstairs just looking for a little validation. And my husband is like, why should I thank you for something that should have been done a week ago? And I was like, couples court. So that's
I think his line yesterday was, oh, she also pee-peed on the potty.
Yes.
And I didn't say anything about that.
So we posted a poll for our couples court poll, and I looked through the social media comments. It seems very split right now.
Well, there's one key piece missing here. When Bart came on for couples court, he rolled over yesterday and said, she's right.
He did not roll over.
He verbally said, look, I'm rolling over. I want to keep the peace. That's it. But
what
did he really?
Said,
he took some jabs in there, though.
Thank you. I feel like he rolling over is not really an accurate description of what he did yesterday.
He didn't present a case. I will just say that.
Yes.
You came in with like facts and your side of things. Yes. And when he came on, he was just like, no.
Yes.
Just absolutely no. Just, and there was nothing, there was no testimony behind it.
Yes, besides congratulating me for going pee-pee in the potty that morning. So Cassie has the results.
All right. It was fairly split.
Yeah.
It was pretty close. It was about 56% to 44%.
That's, wow. And that's about how the comments looked online too.
Who do you think won?
Bar was pretty damn funny. So I'm going to give the edge to him.
Drum roll, please. At 56%, the winner is Bart.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it. I knew it.
There it is, man. There it is.
I don't agree with those findings. If you read some of the comments, I think people had some very insightful looks into that little argument that we had.
So it wasn't overwhelming, but it certainly was a win.
Yeah, it was okay. A win. By the skin of his teeth.
And guess what? I'm not going to congratulate him on it because it doesn't need acknowledgement.
Oh! Happy anniversary!
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
I tell you what I like to do. I like to promote and help out any women's professional athletic team. I grew up in a time where if you were a woman and you were playing collegiate sports at the end of your senior year, that was it.
Yep.
Wasn't a lot of ways to make money. I think the women's soccer team changed that, and now we've seen what happens in basketball with women's basketball. Caitlin Clark bringing more attention to the sport, allowing more women to get into women's sports and then make some money. She just signed a deal with Nike for like $28 million or something. Ooh, like that.
That'll offset that WNBA salary just a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Just a little bit.
So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you have a family that loves volleyball, Atlanta now has a professional women's volleyball team, and it just started this year.
We do?
Yeah, and nice. They are silently kicking ass.
Nice.
They're called the Atlanta Vibe, and they play at Gas South Arena. And right now they're like in first place in their division. They're drawing 5,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, in their first season.
Wow.
Kudos to them. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're kicking ass right now. And it's getting close to playoff time. In fact, this weekend they have a game, I think, on Sunday. And it's a pretty big game for the team getting into the playoffs. They're already going to be in the playoffs. But from what I understand, there's going to be a lot of celebrities there also. And I haven't gone to a match yet. I was going to go on Sunday, but now I got to be in Savannah to hang out with Hayden on Scat Parents Night. Or I would be there on Sunday. But they have a match on Sunday, and after that, it's going to be playoffs. And here's what this league is doing, which I think is fantastic. They are offering up the winning team of this season $1 million. They get to split amongst all the players and the team.
Nice.
Wow. It's a nice little bonus to make it to the championship.
Sure it is, right?
They're going to be playing hard.
Real hard. So if you have a family and a girl specifically that is into women's volleyball, you want to go check them out, you can go online. It's atlantavibe.com. Big match on Sunday. All right, Abby, so what happened to you at Smyrna Waffle House?
Oh, my gosh, I got the biggest tea from the Smyrna Waffle House. Obviously, this all went down at 3 a.m. after the Braves game on Saturday. But my mom was in town. She came up for my birthday. And it was just so kismet that the only two teams I root for in baseball were playing each other, the Atlanta Braves and the Texas Rangers. And so my mom and I went to the game to go see it, you know, watch and have a good time down at the Battery because it's one of my favorite places to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've realized is that, yeah, going to the game is fun. But really, going to all the bars afterwards are double the fun.
So the Battery is really interesting to me as a guy that's been here now 23 years and has seen sort of the party scene in Atlanta change quite a bit. The landscape is it's changed a lot. Buckhead used to be the place that everybody went to every Friday and Saturday night. Well, Buckhead has changed quite a bit over the years. And I kind of feel like the spillover now, the place to go, is like the Battery.
Oh my gosh. It's the only place I've consistently had a good time. Like I'll go out to Buckhead or I'll go out to the Beltline and it's sort of hit or miss depending on the kind of night that you're going to have. So far, and knock on wood, because I've been having a good time, every time I go to the Battery, I have like one of the funnest nights of my life. And one of the places that I've started to go is this dueling piano bar called Park Bench. It's right down in the Battery. It's two pianos playing back and forth all night long. It's a blast.
I was telling Abby over the weekend that Park Bench used to be a go-to dive bar in Buckhead. I mean, everybody knew Park Bench. It was like one of those bars where you could smell the beer as soon as you walked in. The floors were kind of sticky. Yep. And there were a couple of park benches right outside of the bar. And it was just an institution in Buckhead. So I don't know if it's the same owners or not, but there were certainly, there weren't any piano bars in there. They were just leftover brain cells.
There was one by Emory, too, in Emory Village. And Park Bench was like the quintessential Emory hangout spot. Like, that is where you went to go party with people. And the first time I saw it, Buckhead, I was so excited. And then I saw it at the Battery, and I was like, oh my God, I'm way too old for this place now, but it's so exciting.
They used to have this bench right out front, and it was almost like it. You just knew that people were going to be passing out on that bench at the end of the night.
Yep. And the whole thing is such a trip, because if you go during like the eighth or ninth inning, which is usually when I go to like avoid the crowds, it's dead. Like, there's nobody in there. And then all of a sudden, the second the game ends, It's packed. You can't move. And what I love about this bar is that it's like a big dance floor, and you're talking to people and you're mingling, and it's just a really good time. I'm typically the kind of girl that goes home by like 10 p.m. I shut that place down every single time I'm out.
And this is not a commercial for the Battery or anything like that, but it's a really fantastic place. I mean, you got all the bars, restaurants right lined up, and then after you get buzzed, you jump into the fountains. That's how it happens every night for me. I've never walked home dry from the Battery.
I have not done that yet. So me and my mom end up mingling with these two guys who are a little bit younger than me, and my mom kind of does this every time we go out. She always tries to find like the young guys to get them to talk to me. And I think she kind of feels a little protective over them. She feels like the mama bear. So we shut this bar down at probably 1:30, 2 a.m. And me and my mom are not ready to go home. We're like, we should go to Waffle House. So we walk over to the Smyrna Waffle House with these two guys, and we just start having this heart to heart. And turns out one of these guys was finding out that weekend whether or not he was the father of the baby he was already starting to raise.
Right?
So me and my mom over an All-Star special are gagged. Like, when are you going to find out? And he says, the thing is I had my ex-lady email me, because I was like, I don't want to have a bad weekend. Don't text me. I'm going to check this email when I'm ready. And so his paternity test is sitting in his email inbox, and my mom and I are sitting there foaming out the mouth, being like, what do you mean you raised this kid and you're just finding out whether or not that this is yours or not? Long story short, this guy comes from like money and was living in Seaside for a summer, was bopping around with some ladies. Mm-hmm. The dates lined up with an intimate date, mm-hmm. where he was like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense. I guess I did father your child. So goes through the pregnancy, is there for the birth, names the kid. And she, all of a sudden, a couple months later, like 2 or 3 months into having the baby outside of her body, goes, I think we should probably do a paternity test. And he was like, what do you mean a paternity test? So we get that story at the Waffle House.
Like, what do you mean? What do I mean? A paternity test.
this is like two years of me thinking that this is my, or that I knocked you up, or 1 year of me thinking I knocked you up. Like, could we not have done this a couple months ago? So we're sitting there in the booth and we're looking at him like, We cannot go home without answers.
Yeah, we don't care what you want. Open that email.
I know this is your life, but like, come, I just finished up my All-Star special. I need a little bit more, you know, let's put to this night.
The idea of him finding out whether or not this child is his at a Smyrna Waffle House.
It tracks.
It does.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So we're looking at him and we're like, we think he's drunk enough to where we can convince him to open up his email. So he eventually does, like, as we're starting to leave, we're like, please open up the email. Like, you don't want to open this sober. Open it now while you have a little bit of tequila in your system. And so he's like, you know what? You're right.
Did y'all prepare for this to go wrong? If you get him to open it, you pressure him to do it?
My mom was like, I'll be here to console you. Your mom's not here. You know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And so he opens up his email. He was not the father. He named the kid first, middle, and last name. Not his. Not his.
Is he devastated?
Or did he run around the Waffle House like Maury?
No, him and his buddy literally high-fived. He fell to his knees in the Smyrna Waffle House, and we were like, you know what? Good for you, buddy. So yep. I don't know what he's going to do now, but
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to pay for everybody at Waffle House.
We did get our check paid for, so shout out to that guy.
Damn. The Burt Show.
Listen.
It's the Burt Show.